您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 So more and more Chinese rich are now hiding their wealth under their clothes. According to the Wall Street Journal, lingerie stores in China are seeing strong sales of expensive bras and other pricey underwear, defying a broad drop in luxury sales in the vast domestic market. 华尔街日报近日一篇文章称，在奢侈品消费在中国市场总体下降的情况下，价值不菲的高档内衣仍然热销。 So, the first question is, and I hope there's no embarrassment in answering that, how much do you spend on your underwear on average?
What about you, John?
I don't know. I mean, I just buy underwear when I need it. I don't really pay attention to the price.
What?
I mean, but certainly I'm not going to pay a lot for it. I mean, honestly, I can't remember how much my last pair of boxers were. But, you know, I'm not going to buy Calvin Klein's for 400 RMB a pop. That just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Okay. But, you know, just to respond to your question, actually, CK has inexpensive underwear.
It's fine, yeah. I mean, if it's reasonably priced, I really don't mind. I mean, I think, you know, comfort is very important. So sometimes you got to pay a little bit extra for that.
Yeah, good point. And I don't really want to do a brand placement for Calvin Klein, but some of their underwear is good. But anyway, I think for women, maybe self-evidently, we need to spend more on underwear because we need more cloth. So, and for a financially independent young woman who lives in a city and, you know, sometimes she likes to pamper herself a little bit. And so I think I'd spend a few hundred yuan on lingerie, and I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, there's a clear difference between underwear and lingerie, right? Underwear is both men and women, and lingerie can be as well, too. But lingerie is usually going to be the higher end. It is going to be kind of classified along with, you know, the intimacies of the bedroom, you might say. And so there's going to be a lot of different types, and usually the quality and material is going to be much, much higher. And so that's usually what we're talking about when we're looking at consumption, lingerie consumptions. We're talking about higher end, higher quality underwear that is targeting not necessarily towards everyday wear, but for special occasions.
Right. And I just want to say one thing here. Everyday or special occasions, I think it's really important for women to pay attention to their underwear. Because I know some girls, since puberty, have been wearing the wrong size of bras. And she doesn't know. And you get used to it. And it's really bad, detrimental to your posture. And so, you know, you should get those facts and ideas right there.
Yeah, that's true. And also talking about the sales, it does seem that a few lingerie brands in China have opened stores recently have seen their sales jump a lot. And then on the larger trend, we're seeing luxury sales drop. So people are wondering, why is it that people are spending on lingerie instead of on other watches and bags?
I think part of it is, I mean, a lot of it has to do with austerity. And I think that's really obvious. And you know, the most obvious kind of reason for people wanting to do that. Watches can be very flashy. They can be very obvious. Bags are very obvious as well. And obviously, I mean, if you have underwear, well, that's not that obvious, because unless you're going around flashing everyone, no one's really going to be able to see it. But people still, but the thing is, I think part of it is part of the luxury, demand for luxury in China has to do, yes, of course, with showing off, but it has to do with quality as well. And I think that's really what's happening here in many cases, is that a lot of Chinese people more and more, with the money to spend, are recognizing this is how I buy quality. I buy quality, not necessarily because I want to show off, maybe I do, maybe I don't, but in the case of underwear, you're not going to be showing it off very often. It is going to be about, this is a good thing to buy because it has some type of inherent worth in that sense. Also, I think if we look at a lot of the retailers, Agent Provocateur, La Perla, and things like that, these are brands based in Europe, and so I imagine imagine what's happened is a lot of these people have gone abroad, they've gone shopping on the high street, and now they come back and they see that, oh, this same brand, which I saw there, maybe purchased a few things when I was there, now it's back at home.
Right. I think this has nothing to do with flaunting your wealth whatsoever, because...As John has stated, this is something for only yourself or maybe your partner to even see. So I think this is about you enjoying it and really enjoying high quality, best design, intimate stuff. And, but that being said, I still find it kind of strange that the Wall Street Journal jumped to the conclusion that after looking at the sales of one lingerie maker, La Perla, that its sales has jumped by 42% since the year before, then it's come to the conclusion that Chinese people are buying luxurious lingerie. I don't think that makes any sense at all, because I've seen other luxurious brands such as Walford that's been in the Chinese market for years, and it's Austrian actually, and it's done poorly. So I think what the only conclusion we can come about is that one brand is doing super well, but it's very difficult to say that the Chinese wealthy class has adopted something new.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, we are seeing, again, Agent Provocateur, their sales are going up. Calvin Klein, not necessarily lingerie, but higher-end underwear, their sales are going up. Blah Blah Bra, their sales are going up as well. And so we are seeing definitely across the board an increase in interest in higher quality undergarments. And I think that, again, it's gonna depend on who you're talking to, but I think a lot of it, again, has less to do with luxury and more to do with quality. We have a couple quotes here from women who were shopping at Blah Blah who said that, you know what, when they started working and they're willing to spend a little bit more, number one, because they think it makes them look a little bit better because of the techniques that some of these bras use, so it makes them look better, and also it ends up being more comfortable. And so I think, especially for women, I mean, for a man, it's give or take, but especially for a woman, as Heyang mentioned, having proper and good quality support can be very, very very, very important when it comes to comfort, when it comes to looks, and ultimately confidence.
Yeah, and I think those are some really good points, and it's all built upon the fact that I think Chinese people across the board are earning a little bit more money. I think that now people are I think we're paying more attention to maybe insides than just outsides that, you know, what everybody can see. I think there is a difference. It doesn't mean that you need to be really rich. It's just maybe spending an extra 100 yuan on to buy something better than just average stuff off the rack.
And also, I think it has a little bit more to do as well with experiential luxury. And underwear is kind of part of that. And so we're seeing a movement away from just the surface things, just from the bags and the watches and the wallets and the belts and things like that, and more towards experiential things, tourism packages, spa packages, luxury hotels, and things like that. And underwear, I would argue, is very much an experiential thing. I mean, you know, you put it on and it just makes you feel better, right? So there is that very important subjective quality, whereas you put on a watch and you don't really know why it's good. You just, you know, it just, well, it's what it is.
Yeah. And I also think that there definitely is a lot of potential for future growth, although we are already seeing some growth. But according to one of the researches, it says that per capita spending for women's lingerie, or maybe underwear, I think that's what they mean here, jumped 79%, but only to 69 yuan of annual spending in 2013. And 69 yuan is nothing, you know. And I think
but that's averaging it out, right? And that's right. That's always the problem with averages. They can actually be quite misleading.
And I think for the urban population, at least the female species of us, I think a lot of us have experienced that if you feel good, you know, underneath your clothing, meaning having, you know, nice bra, underwear, and then it will really boost your confidence, make you feel very comfortable and confident about yourself. And that's really important. And I urge all girls to go shop for the right underwear for you. That is really important. That is also why Victoria's Secret is so successful, because it gives women a chance to go into that beautiful playhouse and find what's right for you.
Well,
and
also,
you're not waiting for the man to do that for you, but you do it for yourself. Well,
certainly Victoria's Secret has been very successful because they sell an image, and if you buy one of those bras, then you too become some type of supermodel as well. And for men, you don't need to be left out. You know, tank tops, I recommend a good fitting tank top can make you feel great.